Awesome atmosphere here at sold-out Cameron Indoor Stadium. 9,314 in attendance. Most of those wearing Duke blue, but a good contingent in Carolina blue as well. And right now, those in the lighter blue have a bigger smile on their face. The Tar Heels with a 31-28 lead over the Blue Devils. Dave Pulaski back with you from Durham, North Carolina for this ACC women's basketball matchup. Tar Heels at 10-3 in the ACC, currently tied for third place with NC State entering play today. Duke is all alone in first at 13-0. They were able to get past Louisville 59-58 about a week ago to take over first place by themselves in the conference. Duke will actually host NC State on Thursday in their next game. The Tar Heels will travel to Virginia Tech to take on the Hokies on Thursday. So far, Carolina winning the battle of the boards 19-13, and that could be big. Tar Heels 19-1 this season when out-rebounding their opponent. Blue Devils are 14-0 when they rebound their opponent, when they are just 4-6 when they are out-rebounding. Blue Devil ball coming out of the timeout as they go left to right across the radio display in the home white uniforms, trimmed in royal blue. Tyne Amare with the ball on the right shoulder, up top to Toby Fournier. Now around the perimeter it goes to Ashlyn Jackson. Inside to Fournier, gets double-teamed, has the ball deflected out of her hands. Here come the Tar Heels in transition. Nyla Harris, euro step to the goal. Can't get the layup to go. Rebound in and out of the hands of Layla Hull and deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Duke. The Blue Devil fans on the baseline say they want a review. Trying to convince Carol Lawson. She takes a quick look back at her assistant coaches. Now the replay on the video board gets a reaction from the Duke fans as well. It's still Carolina basketball. Inbound to Indy Navarre. Now Navarre inside for Toomey. Toomey back to the basket, posting up against Robertson. Right-hand hook shot up and good. Nice touch by Sierra Toomey, the redshirt sophomore out of Dunmore, Pennsylvania. 33-28, Tar Heels in front. Now Robertson. Over to Jackson. Ashlyn Jackson dribbles one and gets it over to Mayer. Now in the corner for Jordan Wood. Inside Fournier. Tries to muscle up a shot. And she gets fouled by Toomey inside. And will head to the free throw line. Toby Fournier still in search of her first points today. Does have 5 rebounds. She is 0-for-4 from the field. And now will head to the foul line for the first time here today. Fournier 52% at the foul line this season. Because of her number of attempts, she actually qualifies among the ACC's leading free throw shooters. First one up and good. One more for the sophomore from Toronto. The ACC Rookie of the Year last year. Canada for ACC Player of the Year this season. Second foul shot. Rattles around and out, but a lane violation against North Carolina is going to give her another chance. Nyla Harris stumbled into the lane while she was going for positioning. Another try for Fournier. And this one rolls off the left side of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Robertson inside. Tries to get the stick back. That won't go. Tyne Amare in between the trees. Kicks it out. Jordan Wood for three. Got it. Jordan Wood from the outside. The junior from Chicago. Takes it a one-point game. 33-32. Now Navarre in the front court for the Tar Heels. Hands it off for Harris. Now gets it back. Takes the elbow jumper. Short off the front iron. And the rebound to Tyne Amare for Duke. Back the other way come the Blue Devils. Toby Fournier in transition. Streaking to the goal. Gets the basket to go. And draws a foul. What a time for Toby Fournier for her first field goal. Gives Duke the lead and a chance for an N1. Foul on Layla Hull. That is her second. And now Toby Fournier trying to complete the three-point play. Eyes up the free throw. It clangs off the back of the rim. Nearly sticks there and rolls through. 35-33. Duke in front. As we have our 16th lead change in the game in the first half. Now Arnie Salo dribbling near midcourt. Loud chance of defense here from the sold-out crowd at Cameron. Arnie Salo pitches it to Grant. She'll launch a long three off the heel of the rim. Long rebound. Karam's into the corner. Toomey's able to track it down. Nyla Brooks fakes the three. Now Lainey Grant over to Arnie Salo, who reached behind her to get the pass. Nyla Harris along the baseline. Shot clock at 11. Harris, the Louisville transfer, going up against Ariana Robertson. Tries to go up and under. Now kicks it back out. Arnie Salo, open three. Shot clock running down off the front of the rim. And Fournier, the rebound for Duke. Blue Devils with a two-point lead. Into the front court is Jackson. Long pitch to Tyna Mayer. Into the corner. Open three. Got it! Jordan Wood yet again. Flexing to the crowd. And the Blue Devils with their largest lead up 5, 38-33. And now Cameron's getting loud. Myla Harris, bounce pass to Toomey. Shot clock at 10. Hands it off for Arnie Salo. Tracks it down near midcourt. Off the deflection. Shot clock at 5 now. Arnie Salo drives right alley. Goes behind the back. Step back elbow jumper off the back of the rim. And Duke pulls down the rebound. Blue Devils riding the wave of momentum here. Here comes Mayer into the front court. Tying a Mayer to Jordan Wood. Now over to Ashlyn Jackson. Jackson dribbles to the top of the circle. Now to the right elbow. Fires a pass inside for Robertson. Turn, hook shot, no good. Toomey, the rebound for Carolina. Down to 35 seconds to go in the half. 8-second difference, shot clock to game clock. Duke up 5, 38-33. Courtney Banghart, who just won her 400th career game on Thursday, holding her right hand up to signal a play for Arnie Salo. Shot clock at 10 now. Arnie Salo dribbling near midcourt. Now the shot clock down to 6. Arnie Salo around to Harris screen. Drives, left elbow jumper. That's an air banker off the glass, no good. Ball stripped out of the hands of Toomey by Mayer. Back the other way comes Duke. Jordan Wood, can she do it again? She does! 41-33, and that'll bring us to the end of the first half in Durham. Jordan Wood, 3-for-3 from the outside. And the Blue Devils will head to the locker room with an 8-point halftime lead. This Blue Devil crowd is in a frenzy here at Cameron Indoor Stadium. What a finish to the half by the Duke Blue Devils. A 13-0 run over the final 3 minutes. And as we head to halftime, it is Duke with a 41-33 lead over North Carolina. Coming up at halftime, we'll go through the first half stats. We'll also have a rundown of the ACC scoreboard here on this President's Day weekend Sunday. We'll get you set for the second half here from a sold-out Cameron Indoor Stadium. Right now, number 11 Duke leading number 21 North Carolina, 41-33. You're listening to ACC Women's Basketball.